You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A Hudson Valley organization hopes to change the rhythm of life for senior citizens in nursing homes with the collective spirit of a drum circle. WNYC's Jenna Flanagan has more.
The Transcend Dance and Drum Center is an unassuming blue house in Rosendale. On Tuesday evenings, the building shakes with the sound of djembe drumming. Curious pedestrians stop and peer through the center windows at the all-women's drum circle. This group uses drumming styles from African and Native American traditions to foster a sense of community amongst its members.
Happy birthday!
The Women's Drum Circle uses similar techniques in their outreach program, the Elders Drum Project. 100-year-old Kesey McKay drums with the Women's Circle. She says playing in the group gives her a sense of freedom.
This feels good. It's a righteous way to go.
The Elders Drum Project holds its gatherings in local nursing homes, led by co-founder and facilitator, Free at Last.
In the nursing home, everyone kind of stays to themselves. There's a way that people feel like they've come here to die, and it's a depressing, sad kind of state of affairs. But as they began to play music together, they began to not only work when we worked, but they began to wake up.
Free is a 57-year-old woman who's been drumming since she was five. As she ages, she finds the drum to be more of an equalizer than any other instrument.
You could be two, you could be 102. If you have a heartbeat, you can drum.
Once a week, Free helps elders at Rhinebeck's Baptist Home at Brookmead rediscover their heartbeat. A group of seniors, all in wheelchairs, gather in Brookmead's sanctuary. The two-story atrium is repurposed for the drummers, with the mahogany pews all pushed towards the front pulpit, leaving enough space for the drumming circle to convene. Free stands in the center of the circle, leading the group by singing traditional American songs while playing the snare drum that's hung around her waist. Drummers carefully grip mallets to play colorfully painted, upside-down, 5-gallon plastic buckets. Some of the pails are clamped together to create makeshift drum kits. As they participate in the program, their arm strength increases, allowing some to graduate to djembe drums or a large custom-made frame drum that can fit 7 wheelchairs around it. The elders' rhythms may be faint at first, but they pick up as their fragile arms and hands warm up. Gingerly striking a paint-gallon drum is 81-year-old Doris Swenson. She says she hasn't played a drum since she was in her high school marching band, and a severe case of arthritis in her right hand prevents her from participating in most of the crafts projects offered at Brookmead. But to Swenson's delight, she can still grasp a mallet and strike a drum with her left hand.
I can't use this hand at all, so that...
But I'm assuming the memory of playing was still there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
good. Because I like rhythm. I like music.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if we can remember the words to the Chattanooga
choo-choo. Oh, boy.
Catherine Patrone, a boisterous participant in the circle, is singing loudly and shouting out song suggestions. She says when the drum circle first came to the nursing home, other seniors were hesitant to participate. But Patrone let everyone know they had nothing to fear.
So I said, well, let me talk. And I talked.
Okay.
And it brought out the people.
It certainly did.
It certainly did. I loved it.
The Elders Drum Project is a nonprofit organization that's entirely volunteer-driven. Free at Last says they intentionally chose the word elder over senior because it signifies a person valued for their wisdom and life experience. The Women's Drum Circle has developed a ritual when a member dies. Using a Native American chant, the drummers send the spirit off. Veteran drummer Kesey McKay says she hopes the circle inspires elder caregivers.
Lots of times when people can't do certain physical things for themselves anymore, they're relegated to nursing homes and places like that. And there's a very narrow concept of how you treat people who get older, and that should be eradicated. What should be there is the feeling, the awareness, that from the moment you're born to the day you leave this planet, to the day you take that terrain to whatever other place you go, you have You have a mission to stay true to yourself and to be allowed to stay true to yourself so that to the very last breath, it's been worth it for everybody for you to be on this planet.
For WNYC, I'm Jenna Flanagan.